Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode number 236 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either. Wait, that's the end. Okay, I'm excited. I don't have any really depressing animals used as bombs to spread plagues to start off the show.
This is now 1 full month of you bringing that up.
That is true. I'm sorry. I went down the wormhole, so to speak.
Every week we come in here and you guys are like, hey, remember dropping animals on people? That was cool, right?
I just want to get in a water balloon fight. So I was like picturing it with giant octopuses and squids and things. I don't know.
I think for your birthday now we have to find like animal shaped water balloons.
There you go.
Okay, but I said I wasn't gonna talk about it, which is fine. But I want to kick us off today if you're down with that, because I have two facts today. You got a good guessing fact. Michael, I'm assuming, has a fact, because if you didn't, I'll be mad at you.
Oh no. I have a fact.
Like, hey, what are we doing in here? We didn't have facts. Okay. So would you guys like to start out with drugs or science?
I always start my day with drugs.
Same.
Okay, drugs. So according to the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, this is the most recent data I could find. So if you find one earlier than the source I'm using, sucks to suck. But anyway, which country has the highest percentage of cannabis users?
I would like to change the category to science.
The highest percentage of cannabis users?
Yeah, so which country smokes the most weed is what I'm asking.
Wouldn't you say, so Amsterdam is what, in Denmark? Wouldn't you say Denmark?
Amsterdam would be in the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Wouldn't you say the Netherlands?
Here's the thing. I think there's a difference between legal weed and illegal weed. I think if it's legal, less people do it.
Really?
We'll not get into the legal stuff, but I don't understand why it's illegal here in the U.S. because I think if it's legal and it's taxed and it's stuff like that, I think it's hard. I think it's harder for kids to get.
Welcome to the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say,
I have some conservative tendencies. I'm just saying.
I was going to say that a few weeks ago that, you know, the eclipse happened.
Sure.
And I never thought in a million years that I wanted to look at the sun until everyone told me that I couldn't.
Right.
And I was like, all I want to do is take these glasses off and look at the sun directly.
Yeah. Lizzie was sitting there. She's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the glasses off. I'm going to look up. I'm like, Lindsay, don't look
I know,
up.
And
she goes, but they keep telling me that I can't do it. I have to do it.
No, for the record, I didn't do it. I had a detachment. I was like, I'm not messing with my retinas.
No, I was going to say, the amount of money you've spent on your eyes in the last 2 years, you should probably take care of them.
Yeah, I'm not. With the retinas. But anyway, yes.
Highest percentage.
So they actually did legalize all drugs in Portugal. Portugal and Uruguay. And they say that drug use went down.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have those numbers off the top of my head, but this was in the report.
I also think some of the novelty wears off at that point.
Like the whole purpose, like one of the more interesting parts of doing drugs is the hunt to find them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The scavenger. Michael's into the scavenger hunt side of illegal drug use.
We're doing the hunt to killer thing.
Yeah,
so.
That makes sense.
So, I guess. Cool. That's still not an answer
it's
to
not
my
an
question.
Answer.
I already said the Netherlands.
I talked a lot, sounded smart without giving an answer. This is how I got my college degree.
This is how you impress women.
I was going to say,
I did too.
I would disagree with your statement that you talked a lot and made sense, but, you know, what do I know?
Jamaica seems like it's too. I'm gonna say the U.S.
Okay, so Michael, you're closest.
Didn't
U.S.
Give an answer?
Mexico.
I said
the Netherlands. How many times do I have to say it?
You said Amsterdam is in Denmark.
All right, I'm
to
changing
start.
My answer. Mexico.
Okay.
So the U.S. is number two with 16.3%. And also, let me be clear that I don't know what their definition of. I don't know if it's like a one-time use, it's if it's a chronic thing. They weren't clear as to its biggest weed smoking country, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, is it like, just weed or is it all illegal?
It says weed smoking countries. That was my question.
Okay.
But I don't know how much they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So Netherlands was 20.
Damn.
Mexico is not on my list that I can see.
I'm just terrible.
Jamaica
at this
game. Is at 22.
Okay.
Is number one Canada?
Canada's number four.
Okay.
Nigeria's
China.
Number three.
No, it's percentage of population.
Yeah.
And number one, 18.3% of the population. I'll give you a hint that's not really going to be helpful at all. They had alcohol was prohibited from 1915 to 1989. So a lot of people think that that's why pot became so popular there.
Oh, because you couldn't drink.
Yeah.
Russia?
Italy.
No. No. Italy's number 12 on the list, though.
Oh. Vatican City.
it's actually Iceland.
All the Latin.
Yeah.
Iceland is the answer.
Iceland. Oh.
Iceland, yeah. So it's used by 18.3% of Iceland's population, and the U.S. 16.2, Nigeria 14. So, yeah, that's my fact, and I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's also, you know, if I ever want to go try, you know, lots and lots and lots of pot instead of going to some place where it's, is it legal there? Is it legal in Iceland?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
It's legal in D.C.
Yeah.
It's legal to buy.
But it's illegal to sell? Is that what they're doing?
It's legal to buy. It's illegal to carry. It's legal to use. And illegal to... No,
store.
Sorry. It's legal to sell. It's illegal to buy and carry.
What I was...
But you could use it.
What I was impressed about this article, so it was 4/4/20, which is the big,
right.
You know, the big day.
Yeah.
But... They were like, oh, the answer may surprise you. But then they linked to legitimate source, which I was impressed with. Because usually when it says the answer may surprise you, you're like, oh,
right,
well, whatever
yeah,
this
who
is
cares?
Crap.
Yeah. the Hollywood Upstairs Medical College reports.
Yeah, but then they go into talking about how, like, you know, 420, they used to believe that it's the police thing for weed smoking. That's
sure.
why it was named 420. And that they're like, that's false. And so there's not really a most people don't really seem
why
to have it.
Okay.
Yeah, why it's 420. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Michael.
All right. Trying to think of the best
this
way to
is where
phrase
you
this.
Now talk.
Yes, no, I'm after this many episodes, I know I'm aware how the podcast works.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just got to make sure we're having some slight internet issues, so I want to make sure I phrase this right even
okay.
though my webpage isn't coming up.
Sure.
So I have the link, I have the source.
Right.
What was the first primetime couple to share a bed on camera?
Oh, I know this.
I think I know it, too.
Go ahead.
The Flintstones?
It's definitely the Flintstones.
It's the Flintstones.
All right.
Cool.
You can't ask trivia people, like, that kind of question.
I'm aware. I thought it was a little out there.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give it a run, but
right.
it is the Flintstones. It comes from an article from The Telegraph in the UK.
Right.
For their 50th anniversary, and it had 15
Aww.
Different things that you may not have known about the Flintstones. Like, for example, the first two seasons were sponsored by Winston Cigarettes.
I knew that as well.
Yes, I think we've asked that as a trivia question in the
right.
past.
And
I
then the
loved
next
the live-action
were...
Flintstones movie. I remember watching that as a kid
there
with that.
There were two. Which one?
Love Shack. That part. That
the
one with
first
the...
first one, then.
Well, the one with they
the,
do like the whole
John
dance thing with
Goodman,
the bones. Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin one.
And I don't think it was Stephen Baldwin.
No,
Steve Martin?
Stephen Baldwin was the second
It was
one.
Definitely a Baldwin brother, though.
Stephen Baldwin was Barney.
Yeah, that's
in
what I'm
one
saying.
Of them. I don't know if that
or
was the
was
first
him.
One with John Goodman or the second one with somebody else.
I have a picture.
Viva Rock Vegas.
I have a picture yeah. somewhere with Stephen Baldwin.
Do you really?
Me and him, yeah.
Where did you meet Stephen Baldwin?
Well, I don't talk about it. Some shady.
Okay, then. Lindsay.
But the yeah. reason, just a quick thing, the reason yeah. it was sponsored by Winston Cigarettes, the first two seasons were actually marketed towards adults.
Really?
And the writing was supposed to be for adults. And that's
oh,
why
and
it was
that's
on primetime.
That's why they're sharing the bed together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
every season after that was sponsored by Brontosaurus ribs.
yes. Yeah. And at the third year, Welch's.
Oh,
look at
grape
that.
Juice.
When they started writing for children, they were like, cigarettes, that's not going to work.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about now is what dinosaur I'd want to eat. But that we talked about dinosaurs. We've been talking about dinosaurs a lot this
weeks.
Summer.
All you do is bring up the topics from last week's podcast.
I know. I'm in that zone. I get.
Do you want the big one with the most meat? The smaller one that makes a better sauce.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about how I am an experienced meat judger. So
yes,
my FFA days coming back.
I don't think we talked about that on air. But
did we not?
We did.
I don't think we did.
Oh, we passed by.
I think
oh,
we were
yeah.
in the studio. That was Michael and I were just sitting there like stomping on our own feet and like just don't say it. Don't say it. We can't say it. We can't say anything about it. Don't say anything about it. Don't say Lindsay about anything about Lindsay judging meat.
I am gonna next time I go home I'll take a picture of my trophy. But I here's the thing, I never studied for it. I just judged the cows and how big their butts were.
So you're good. Don't say it. Don't
I'm,
say
I'm,
it.
I'm
Michael.
Biting my tongue. I am so biting my tongue right now.
Cool.
All right. Do you want to do another one before I get into mine?
You can go into yours, and then I
All
can
right.
wrap up with mine, or I can go. It's your dealer's choice.
No, let me go ahead and throw this out there, because I've built it up pre-episode to something that hopefully will be interesting, and now it probably won't be.
please, listeners, stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here is... all right, so recently...
Yes.
Yes.
Forbes put out their list of highest-paid actors and actresses... in Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay.
Right? I'm sure that both of you had seen something about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you probably both know who number one is.
I don't.
Is it still Will Smith?
I don't remember who overtook The Rock. I know The Rock lost number one, which is a shame because he should have all of our money at all times.
Right. So The Rock is number two, still number two, is dropped to number two on the list.
What, Ryan Gosling? I don't know. Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds would be.
No, you're all over the 11 to 20. Oh. But you haven't cracked the top 10 yet.
Really?
Will Smith was number one for a while.
Will Leo Smith, DiCaprio.
I think it was, but that was a while ago. Yeah. DiCaprio is not in the top 10. So I've got the top 10 actors and the top 10 actresses. And then I've got how far down the list you have to get to an actress when you combine them.
Oh, man. Oh, interesting.
And then I've got all the list. Now, I can tell you this. Three of the top 10 mm-hmm. are Bollywood actors who nobody in this country's ever heard of.
Okay, so we're looking for seven.
So
at this point.
I have dumped those three out of the country actors
okay.
and replaced them with 11, 12, and 13 on the list.
Got it.
So I have my top 10, the District Trivia top 10.
My old roommate loved Bollywood movies, and I watched a few with her, and they were incredible, and I want to go back and watch more of them.
Okay.
But anyway, but I. That being said, I have no idea of names. So
number one actress, I feel like I definitely know.
I definitely know that.
Okay.
It's Scarlett Johansson, isn't it?
No.
Not in the top 10.
I know it. I can do the top
three. For actresses?
Three.
Yeah.
I can do the top
you
three.
You do the top three? Okay.
Jennifer Aniston's third.
No.
Shoot, the moon. Second is Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
And first is Emma Stone.
First is Emma Stone. Second is Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I flipped
third,
them?
You flipped them. Yeah. Oh, third is Jennifer Lawrence.
But hey, I said that I'd get the top three. I didn't necessarily say in order.
Right. Now, this is also highest paid actors and actresses means like gross revenue they brought in during the year.
Oh,
it's
okay.
not like highest, like single I'm, movie.
I'm
like,
thinking highest paid.
Yeah. It. I mean, technically it is highest paid. They made the money.
No,
but it's
I mean,
not like,
I mean, this is what the studios pay the actors to be in the movies.
Right. It's not like Emma Stone got $35 million to be in La La Land, and therefore $35 million is the high point. It is how much they grossed over the course of the year
got
through
it.
Everything.
Okay.
Which
okay,
is
that,
why,
that changes.
A little bit shockingly, Jennifer Aniston is number two on the list just because she keeps getting royalties from Friends.
Like, and she's in a lot of
she is in a lot of stuff, in a lot of commercials and things along those lines. Not necessarily in a lot of feature-length films.
I got a thought for, okay, in that case, what about Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr., number six on the mail list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Mark Ruffalo, number 20. He just cracked the top 20.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is number 18, so not in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Chris Evans is number 17, not in the top 10. There's like three Chris's.
Are they classic actors?
Chris Pine.
Like, are they?
Chris Pine. Yeah, they were like three Chris's in the
Chris Hemsworth?
15 to 20.
Chris Hemsworth
is number seven.
Okay.
Chris Pine is.
How have we not gotten any of the top five yet?
Yeah, none of the top five.
You got The Rock.
I got The Rock, yeah.
You did get The Rock was number two.
Give me some hints here.
If
it's Mark Wahlberg, I'm going to be ticked.
Mark Wahlberg is number one on the list.
Oh, come on.
Mark Wahlberg is number one.
Oh my gosh. Every
on the
time
list.
I see that commercial with him coming out of the thing in the suit and then Patrick Stewart shows up, I'm happy. But I
and then he goes away and Mark Wahlberg comes back and
then
you're
I get
angry again.
Ticked and I want to throw something at my TV.
I don't know what commercial this is.
It's fine. It's just I'm thinking about it now and giving it more love, so I guess it's working. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe we'll try to find it and put it on the link down.
I don't know. I think that my hatred of Mark Wahlberg because I didn't realize that he was in that 90s thing that you
Marky
all made
Mark
fun
and
of.
The Funky Bunch?
Yeah, I didn't
Funky
know
Bunch?
That they were the same person.
Good Vibrations? You didn't know that was the same person?
No, and I hated that
stupid... You
know his
brother is on Blue Bloods, right?
Donnie Wahlberg. True Bloods?
Blue Bloods
is different than True Bloods.
True Blood
is an HBO show.
Is vampires in Louisiana.
Oh, right. That's the vampire porn.
Blue Bloods is Tom Selleck in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I also hated that stupid bear movie. The teddy bear one
Winnie
that Mark Wahlberg was in?
Ted, yes.
Yeah. Mila Kunis needed to get the F out of that because Mark Wahlberg did not deserve her.
Mila Kunis, number five on the women's list.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's number four?
I'm rewatching that 70s show, so I'm all right. in. I'm all in.
All right, so you want me to go through lists or you want hints?
Give me more hints for the men.
I'd love to do this.
So we'll go on to the men's side. You've already got Wahlberg one, The Rock two. So number three on the list is a probably The Rock's biggest co-star.
Kevin Hart.
Vin Diesel. They don't like
correct.
Each other, though.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they're having I think like a swish-swish-bish kind of tea.
They're having a Taylor Swift,
Katy Perry
Twitter spat.
I don't know. I wasn't on Twitter, but I think that they... I don't know. I could also be making that up.
I feel like a lot of people here missed my joke, too.
What was your joke?
You said the biggest co-star. I said Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
his height.
The littlest. Yeah.
Oh,
I get it. Have you ever seen that picture of like the? So the Rock is huge.
Yeah,
right?
He's massive.
He's like six.
We've all seen Moana.
Yeah, he's like 6'6",
something like that.
300 pounds or 280 or whatever. It is. He's a solid muscle. Have you seen the picture of him with Charles Barkley and Shaq?
I haven't.
Where he looks like a midget.
No.
I mean, it's literally, it's the Rock standing in between Shaq and Charles Barkley, and he looks tiny. He
was
looks
probably
like
shot
a,
with a wide-angle lens, I have to imagine. Yeah. Just to get...
It's just really funny because he's so small. All right, so the rest of the list, you got Robert Downey Jr., you got Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
There was one more Avenger-Z kind of person.
Avenger-Z kind of person?
Yeah.
Who am I missing from the Avengers?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that too.
I mean, who is?
Oh,
he's
Chris,
one of the highest grossing
Evans.
Actors of all time.
Chris Evans.
Not Chris Evans. It's the guy that plays Loki.
No. Tom Hiddleston. No.
Tom Hiddleston.
One, no, literally one of the highest grossing actors
Samuel
of all time.
Samuel Jackson.
There you go. Oh. Sam Jackson's number 10.
Even though he's not going to be in Avengers 3 and 4.
He's
but
not.
But he's going to be in Captain Marvel.
That is correct.
Interesting.
Number 9 on our little modified list here without the Bollywood actors is the single greatest American treasure actor of all time.
Cary Elwes?
Tom Hanks.
Excellent answer. Lizzie's correct. But that's an excellent answer. I like
what
that.
What did you say?
Cary Elwes.
Right.
Oh.
Tom Hanks is number 9. Chris Hemsworth is number 8. I don't care. Tom Cruise is number 7.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. is number 6. So all that's left is 4 and 5. Number 4, I think, is the actor that has the most 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Adam Sandler.
That is correct.
Okay.
He's number 4 on the list. And
you
then,
know, Lindsay, you don't give yourself enough credit at these movie games. You're like, oh, no, I'm not going to know anything. You are crushing it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then number 5 on the list is most of his money is made in China, although he's made some of the greatest action movies I've ever seen.
Jackie Chan.
That is correct.
Dang it. I was going to say it, but you beat me to it.
Yeah. So there are your top 10. Sam Jackson, Tom Hanks, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr., Jackie Chan, Adam Sandler, Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, and the top 10 actresses then?
Top 10 actresses. We've already done 1, 2, 3. Emma Stone, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Lawrence. You've got number 5 at Mila Kunis.
Scarlett Johansson not in the top 10?
Scarlett Johansson not in the top 10.
Okay.
It's a travesty with all the Avengers that are in the top 10 on the other one.
Right?
But then again, I will say this. Girl does not have really any superpowers. She's going to, you're going to, I'm going to believe that she's got her little gun in that little fight with the aliens.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Right.
Even though she's a badass, and I love, give her own damn movie. but you
for
know,
for the list, Zoe Saldana.
No, okay. Good guess though. With the Guardians of the Galaxies,
and then
the,
she
oh,
was
yeah,
in.
I love her.
Well, I figured Avatar too, because
right.
Oh, she's in the new Avatar.
She was in the first Avatar.
Yeah.
What?
She was the female alien in the first.
Oh my gosh!
Really? You're just coming to this conclusion
yeah.
now?
Joey's in Disney World right now, and he just rode the Banshee ride and went to Pandora, and he said it was worth the 2.5 hour wait.
Really?
They don't wait for lines, but they're like, "We're bored. We have nothing else to do."
Right.
So let's. Not that they were bored, but his parents live in Disney, so they go a decent amount. And they were like, "All right, let's just wait and see." And he goes, "It was worth every second waiting in line," which is saying something about
the
ride.
Absolutely. How long is that ride?
I don't know. I do know that the first movie was just Pocahontas. It's exact. There's
much.
A talking tree, for crying out loud.
Right. That's Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's not it. Who else we got?
She's not on it. So number 4. The movies are always much better than I think they're going to be. They always look like they're going to be terrible, and they're actually pretty funny.
They're actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is this...
Go ahead.
No. I'm trying to think of... I don't know her... I don't think I know her name, but are we talking about the girl from Grey's Anatomy?
No.
She hasn't done a lot of movies.
It's a lot of comedy movies. She's a comedic actress.
Oh, it's...
Amy Adams?
Amy Adams is number 10 on the list.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
A lot of
comedy. She was in the new Ghostbusters, wasn't she?
Yes.
Kristen Wiig?
No.
It's
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Is
Melissa
oh,
McCarthy.
That's so obvious.
Yeah. Number 4 on the
Duh.
List. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh my gosh, I love Spy. Spy is one of my.
Spy
top...
is a great movie.
I was like, I'm just gonna check it out.
Yeah,
it's
that's.
Ex-
I
awesome.
Think that's how everybody saw it. It was one of those like, huh? Yeah, I know. I heard about this. Let me check it out and see what it is. And it's hysterical.
Yeah,
it is
two
so funny.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Not children appropriate. It's very violent.
No, all right.
But hilarious.
So there's your top 5 and number 10. So 6, 7, 8, and 9. On 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm gonna try some rapid fire here.
Sure.
Salma Hayek?
No.
Penelope Cruz?
No.
Reese Witherspoon?
No.
You need to just give up.
The three from Charlie's Angels?
No.
Lucy
I
Liu,
like
Cameron
hint.
Diaz, and I forget
I
the third
I know who
one.
They are. It's,
I can't remember the third name is what
Lucy,
I'm saying.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, geez, how could you forget Drew?
Yeah.
I would like the hints instead of...
Okay,
Dame Helen Mirren.
No.
Say what did, hey, that was a great guess.
That is a great guess.
I love Maggie Smith.
Okay, so you're real close with that one. Who would be the big person there? With, not Maggie Smith, but...
I don't know what in what...
What is Maggie Smith at this point most famous for?
McGonagall.
Yeah.
Who else is in Harry Potter? Oh, yeah. Emma Watson.
Emma
Duh.
Watson is number okay. six. Is number six
I'm,
on the list.
I'm rolling my eyes at that because I'm silly. You know that Maggie Smith actually had breast cancer when they were filming.
Yeah,
the Harry
she was
Potter
in, like,
and
on
she
her
had
chemo.
Yeah, and she had to wear a wig and stuff. And she's like, "I will be tough like Minerva." Right. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're amazing." Yeah,
very rarely do you feel badly for cancer. Yeah. It's like, oh, Minerva McGonagall has cancer. What is it? It's one of those memes. So I've been doing a lot of research.
Meme research?
No, it's Harry Potter research and question
yes.
writing.
October 30th, DC.
Yeah.
Get your tickets soon.
Yeah, it's we're going to put those up for sale soon. So we've already had a ton of people start asking us about yeah. it, and it's 3 months away.
We're starting to reread.
Yeah, we are already starting to reread. I've already got the fill in the blank round for the main event. I've already got, like, yeah, highlighting books.
And we can start watching the movies in the office.
Yeah,
again.
I start watching movies office again. But we went through and we did all that. And of course, now that I'm looking through stuff, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, Harry Potter memes and things along those lines. And it was like, you know, it's Death checking his list and, like, collecting people. And it's like, next person on the list, Minerva McGonagall. And Death's like, oh, God. And he, like, he approaches Minerva McGonagall and she gives him a look. And he's like, happy 187th birthday, Minerva. I'll see you later. And runs away. So, yeah, Emma Watson is six on the list. The next
it's
two.
So obvious. Why didn't I say that out loud?
The next two, so seven and eight on the list, are both in action superhero-y movies that have either recently or will very shortly come out.
Oh, superhero-y movies?
Yeah. Action-y superhero-y.
Natalie Portman for Thor?
No, she's not.
Wait, is that Keira, or is that Keira Knightley?
No, it is Natalie Portman. No. She's no longer in the Thor movies.
No, she's not.
But you do have the right movie.
Thor? What? Who isn't? I haven't watched Thor in a really long time.
Well, the new one's coming out.
The new one, yeah. And I don't know who that is.
I don't remember.
Okay. It's Cate Blanchett.
Oh,
Cate
yeah.
Blanchett is number eight on the list. Number seven is in the new, like, female-led action
Atomic
movie.
Blonde. I can't come up yes. with her name.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is correct.
Mad Max Fury Road, I watched that all day, every day. She was incredible. I was like, I'm going to dress up like that for Halloween, but then I was too lazy to build the arm.
Yeah, no, forget that. So, yeah, that's why, you know, Mad Max and, like, all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
that's why she's so high up on the list.
Badass.
Right. And then number nine, last one left on the list, probably one of the most iconic actresses, like, of the last three decades.
What's her face?
Yeah, that's correct. Well done. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Oh, shoot. I'm picturing her face.
You want to give me a movie?
Cate Blanchett.
We've already said Cate Blanchett.
No, that's not who I was talking about. Hang on. Hang on. That's not who I was.
Amy Adams. Emma Watson.
No, that
Mila
was.
Mila Kunis. You're all over the list.
That was the, my head and my words didn't match.
Yes.
I don't remember her name, and you're going to say that I'm going to, blah.
How about a movie she's in?
Devil Wears Prada.
No. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Didn't we already, maybe we already said her. I don't know. Quit, just go. Just tell me.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought I said her. Nope. I guess I clearly didn't.
Julia Roberts is on the list at number nine. So there's your top 10. Emma Stone, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Mila Kunis, Emma Watson, Charlize Theron, Cate Blanchett, Julia Roberts, and Amy Adams. And you know what I'm going to say right now? I'm going to actually give the people what my question is going to be about this. Who's the seventh person on each list?
That's such a bad question. We're going to ask the top person on each list.
All right, fine.
We'll ask the top person.
One last part of this. So Emma Stone is number one on the list for women. Where does she rank overall?
23rd.
23rd. Good guess, Michael.
I was going to say 23.
Really?
You got to be quick on the buzzer, I guess.
17.
Even though we have no buzzers.
17 is a good guess. It's actually 14.
14?
She'd be
14th
overall on the list, coming in just behind Sam Jackson.
Oh,
it feels like that disparity has gone down in recent years. Like, I feel like he...
Probably not. I have Emma Stone ranks at number 14 overall, but I don't know where Jennifer Aniston is, and it's probably like 38th.
Oh, okay.
There's probably big gaps in between.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, number one is probably higher than
where
it was.
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, it was such a big deal when the Friends cast negotiated all together. They're guaranteeing the women cast members the same amount as the men. And I found a similar article about, like, how much people are getting paid per episode. And a lot of the Game of Thrones cast get $500,000 per episode. And
the main members of the cast.
The main members, yeah.
Right.
Like,
Well, that's Big Bang Theory is all $1 million a piece, isn't it?
$950,000.
The main one, the main three are, but I think I was.
So the main six are.
Oh, okay.
And then
Amy and Bernadette.
Yeah,
and saying $900,000 per episode for the main cast of.
Well,
the Big
I remember.
Bang Theory.
I think I saw a story on that where the main cast gave up $100,000 per episode
each
out of their salary
in order
to get
give
them
to the two of them to
give
them
the two
closer.
Of them they get to closer to $900,000.
Right.
Since
wow.
they're season regulars.
Amy and Bernadette were making, or Mayim Bialik and...
I forget her name.
Yeah. We're making like $100,000 an episode. So each one of them gave up like $1 million an episode to bring them up to $600,000 an episode. Since they're
wow.
such a main part of the thing.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
But, well, if memory serves, this is why two of the cast members from Hawaii Five-O just left, is they weren't getting paid the same way.
Is Hawaii Five-O still on the air?
I believe
so. I think
so.
It was the reboot.
Really? But Kai McBride... joined the cast.
Kai McBride joined the cast, but I guess
the reboot.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Daniel Day Kim and then I forget her name. They weren't getting the pay the same as Scott Kahn and I forget
whoever the other guy is. Yeah.
Whoever the other
main
guy is,
yeah.
Right? And they've been there since the beginning too, but they weren't getting the same page, so they just like we're done.
Right? Yeah. Well, no. It's my point is that whenever Kai McBride joins a show, that's when the show is inevitably canceled, which
right.
is a shame because he's a great actor and I love everything that he's in. So if he could just stop being in things that get canceled, that would be great.
What was the name of the guy that played Ned Stark? Because
Sean
Bean. There was the whole reason he was in Legends. It was a Twitter campaign that said,
okay.
"Let Sean Bean live."
Okay,
yeah,
because he's killed in everything. He's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not everything, but it's most.
It's most
things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And by okay, cool, I don't have a phrase. Do you have a phrase?
How about okay, cool?
Okay, cool. That's it. Okay. It has nothing to do with what we were saying. We really got to go back to the days that we did it in the middle of the random episode when somebody said something. But
then we'd have to pay attention and think about it.
We'd have to think about what we're saying. That'd be out of control.
Yeah, I don't do that ever.
Okay, well, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.